Hey, WAF fam, it's Hala Slay season, and on December 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we are Zoom brunching with the stars of The CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Rachel Bloom, Donna Lynn Champlin, and Vella Lavelle, exclusively on our Patreon channel.
And most importantly, na-na-na-na-na-na, it's my birthday!
It's absolutely the most important part because, after all, our very own birthday girl, Gabrielle Ruiz, is an OG member of the hashtag girl group forever squad.
I couldn't think of a more 2020 way to celebrate my B-Day this year than live on Zoom with my besties, my squad, and my WAF fam. All you got to do is visit patreon.com/WAFpodcast and subscribe to any live show tier starting at just $2.
That's how you get your ticket. But, y'all, my favorite part about the WAF live shows is that you can interact with us and our guests in the chat box.
I love a chat box moment, and I know that my CXG squad and you will too. And if you can't catch it live, no biggie, you can watch it later. Our Patreon tiers are flexible, full of perks, and we got bonus material, y'all.
Slay. Once again, that's patreon.com/WAFpodcast to get your tickets to the party of the year.
See you there on December 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Come to my party.
Now back to WAF. Gabrielle, are you eating right now while we're recording?
Yeah, girl. I just got a box of baked-to-order cookies delivered from my favorite cookie shop here in LA, Brady's Bakery.
OMFG.
Yes, that's what this cookie is called, OMFG. And girl, it's so good. I feel good every time I order from Brady's Bakery because they are handcrafted, hand-rolled, and they use organic and local ingredients whenever possible.
Is that the one that's filled with Nutella?
OMFG, yas. The other thing I truly love about Brady's Bakery is their commitment to baking in small batches to ensure freshness and cut down on global food waste. And I just want to say that you can literally taste the quality.
Ugh, they're so good. These plus-size cookies are truly one of a kind with a crispy exterior and a doughy interior. And now, all of our WAF listeners can enjoy these cookies for 20% off at bradysbakery.com with the promo code WAF20.
And more great news, not only are Brady's cookies available for pickup or via your favorite delivery apps here in Los Angeles, pay attention, everyone. Most of their products can be shipped nationwide.
Yes, nationwide. Brady's Bakery is my go-to gifts to mail to my friends all over the country. So once again, to claim that 20% off all orders before shipping, visit bradysbakery.com and use the promo code WAF20 at checkout.
Eat more cookies, y'all. WAF20.
No, really. What are friends for? Welcome to our grand finale holiday extravaganza party. And today, friends, we are celebrating all of us getting through the journey of epic proportions that is the year 2020. Oh my God, it was a doozy. Right, Gabrielle? Oh,
it was such a doozy, yes, girl. But we wanted to end season two with tidings of gratitude and joy for our chosen family, which is what WAF celebrates, that is our friends. And our chosen family also includes all of you guys, our listeners, our downloaders, our subscribers, our Instagram followers, the retweeters, the mentioners, the messengers. Everything really makes a difference. Everything means so much to us. So please keep doing it. Keep word of mouthing, keep talking about our show because the responses have been so great. We're so grateful for all of that. And it really makes a difference to keep this show going. So we just want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And just so you know, guys, those subscribing and the reviews, like it works just like an Instagram algorithm. You know, whenever you like things and then you hashtag them and they move to the top of your feed, that's exactly how it works with a podcast. So just because the season is over, it doesn't mean you can't keep doing that for us. So thank you so much. It really, really helps.
Keep those algorithms going, babies.
That's right, girl. And today's guests are the perfect sparkly tree topper to this wonderful season and the ultimate icons to celebrate the holidays. So, Gabrielle, brush off your tiara and tell the WAF friends who's with us today.
Well, I don't have a tiara, so I'm just going to sing about it. 'Tis the season for Princess Posse.
Slay.
Oh my God, we're so excited. We rehearsed that a lot. So yes, today we're going to get the personal behind the original Princess Posse of Broadway Princess Party. So please welcome first to the Zoom stage for our Patreon subscribers to see two-time Tony Award nominee, Hallmark Channel darling, and Broadway's original Cinderella, Laura Osnes.
I'm so happy to be here. Merry Christmas.
Yay. And next we have Tony nominee, Broadway's original Belle and the voice of Meg in Hercules, Susan Egan.
Hi, ladies. So excited. Oh.
And Grammy nominee and Broadway's OG Jasmine, Courtney Reed.
Grammy nominee, honey.
And last but not least, everyone's favorite fairy godfairy, musical director extraordinaire, and the co-creator of the Broadway Princess Party, Benjamin Rauhala.
Hi! I'm so happy.
Welcome to What Are Friends For, Princess Posse. How are we with our holiday looks?
Thriving.
So good.
Fresh and festive.
How off the chain was your text chain about all the garb?
I mean, the text chains are forever, forever long, all the days.
Well, also, there's multiple threads with just the same people. So you're constantly searching. It's ridiculous.
We got on together like 20 minutes before to figure out what we were wearing and how to coordinate our backgrounds, etc.
I love that.
And speaking of backgrounds, Susan, with the original Broadway Princess Party, like, tour.
Yes. So a couple years ago, we did a holiday concert at Sony Hall in New York City. And so we made our stockings. These hung off the piano with all the originals.
When Susan says we, she means like she did it all. And we were like, we're here for moral support because this is amazing. We could never do what you do.
Oh, my gosh.
She's the craft queen.
I'm crafty spice.
And that thing was designed as a reveal. It was the best because we did a little tour and we would, for we need, and on the word need, we would pull the thing down. But sometimes we'd forget to wrap it up during sound check. Sometimes it just wouldn't open. It was really a high-tech princess magic.
That's awesome.
It worked in New York though, so excellent.
Yeah,
the one time.
We want to ask and start with the origin story of Broadway Princess Party, because you all have this spectacular career all individually. You all have been friends off stage, on stage. You have collaborated, created music together, and the creation of this, I mean, personally for Paul Levy and I, when we saw you guys in Los Angeles, I know the magic. I understand the magic of Disney. I grew up with the like, what do they call it? Like the...
Like the classics.
The vault. Yeah, the Disney
vault.
The golden age of Disney. Yeah. And so when we came and saw your show, like, we knew it'd be magical, but we didn't know it would be magical. Like, we didn't know. So we would love to hear the origin story of Broadway Princess Party.
Yeah, totally. Back in the year 2015, I was in Disney World with Jeremy Jordan and feeling very princess inspired. So on the flight back from Orlando, I scribbled in my notebook some concert ideas. And one of them I wrote, Broadway Princess Party, Laura Osnes, ? And maybe 6 weeks or so later, Laura came to my birthday party. And I had just enough liquid courage to be like, what do you think about this idea? And she was like, that sounds like fun. And a few months later, I got to call her and I was like, all right, let's do it for real. And about an hour later, she sent me an email and it was all of our girlfriends' headshots next to what princess, and it was what they would play. And it was like, she has such a good visual eye. It was like shots that looked just like the shot of the princess for each girl. And Courtney was in that initial group. And we did that first concert 5 years ago, that August 2015. And we thought it was just going to be a silly costume party for all of our Broadway girlfriends. And it immediately became about the women getting to empower each other and cheer each other on and celebrate each other. And about a year and a half later, we were lucky enough to be introduced to Susan and make music with her. And we started traveling together. We did one concert in California at the end of 2017. And by accident, it became Broadway's original Cinderella, Belle, and Jasmine. And it was iconic. It was magical. And Susan was the missing piece in what we were doing because she came to us with so much wisdom from her years in cabaret and her business expertise and her passion. And basically then we really bonded together as a group and we became business partners, really. And we've been touring the country and soon the world ever since. And that is how Broadway Princess Party was born.
Boom. Aww. Mic drop.
It's the Broadway Princess Nativity Party.
Oh, that's so great. I appreciate you guys sharing that with us. Because, you know, like all of these things, they just appear, they seem to appear out of nowhere, right? Everybody sees them on Instagram or they see, oh, I want to get tickets to that. Or my kid loves Disney and all that. And like, I think, you know, it's always nice to remind people there's a lot of work and passion and a lot of tireless hours of preparation that go into these types of things.
So do you have like, can you guys give me like a ballpark number of how many hours you've now have been on stage together as a princess party?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. A good question.
Oh, we should add that up.
Or a number of shows, maybe.
You know, back in the day, Laura and I used to count in New York, and then we stopped counting when we were on tour. But if you count sound checks, it has to be in the hundreds, you know, and maybe we're approaching the thousands now. Yeah.
And then multiply that by 10 with the number of hours we spend together. and then multiply that by 100 with how many hours we spend online together.
On the phone,
looking at dresses.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But that does bring me to the next thing we want to talk about, which is our first segment.
Hints to friends or reality. Yeah.
And the post that we would like to talk about is from the Broadway Princess Party Instagram grid dated February 7th, 2019. It's a very, when all of our listeners and our viewers go look at it on the Broadway Princess Party Instagram or on our WAF blog, you can find it there easier. It's a very classic like friends selfie of all four of you, including recurring special guest Prince Adam Levy. And you guys are in a hashtag cuddle puddle. And so first of all, you all are gorgeous from that angle.
All of your heads together.
Yes,
and, you know,
the,
looking
the angle. Yes, the angle. You guys look so serene and you guys look so happy and calm. But, you know, and Paula Vanna have witnessed, like I said before, your magic on stage. But tell me, like, Susan, is the Broadway Princess Party vibe and schedule always this perfectly peaceful, like this post?
I have to say, there's so many levels to us, but it all stems from this incredible amount of respect that we have for each other, not just as talents, because everybody brings it. And there are times, Laura and I are sitting on a stool at the back of the stage watching Courtney sing Colors of the Wind, and we literally cry every single time because she is so extraordinary. We're blown away by Benji's arrangement. So that respect is always there. But then, like, who each individual is as a person is also has just, and this doesn't happen a lot because I'm old and I can tell you I've done a lot of, I've been around a little bit longer than some of my cohorts in the BPP. And it's not usually this magical, but everybody's personalities just seem to fill a hole. That's not to say that we don't sometimes have miscommunications, but even when we do, like, we rally around it and communication is always really open. And then there's just like the silly bone in all of us that we like to go to the extreme of crazy and goofy and, you know, the selfies and the cuddle puddles are totally genuine. They're not just Insta.
Suze, talk about the specific story behind that picture. You remember that picture, right? You know, the one they're talking about.
We were Kiki, which I'm so happy to be around these youngers because, like, Courtney helps me with the language. So Kiki's now in my language. And we were hanging out in one of the hotel rooms. And I think we had just gotten some of our really cool merch and we were in our hoodies and we were having a great time. This is hours after the show. And we decided to take a selfie and we're going to do it by just putting everybody's heads down on the bed. And yet we couldn't get our arms far enough to get all of our heads in the picture. And so I am the missing link. I have really long, stupid, crazy toes. Like, I can still dangle from trees. And so I don't know whose phone it was, but the poor phone had my stinky foot holding the pop socket. So it's just, you know, I still have a little extension, you know? And so my foot is holding the phone up. We are all dying. And Adam Levy has the longest arms of anybody. And he just... he clicked the picture.
He hit the button. Yeah, while Susan's toes are holding the phone over our heads.
Yeah. It's special.
With all of your smizing, like, you guys are just grinning, you know, it's like so perfect and coy.
It was probably like our eighth take.
It was something where, like, we couldn't stop laughing because it was just like.
But listen, the stamina, Susan, to keep that toe, like that foot up there for that many takes.
Thank you.
Like foot take. We have like the other seven takes were us trying to do it with our arms somehow. And then Suze was finally like, wait, my toes. And then it was just that one that was magic.
Oh, I have to say what I really appreciate with this group is that we'll do as many takes as it takes for everybody to be happy with their look.
Priorities.
And that reminds me, so that weekend, that was September 2018, actually. And that was, it just goes to show these girls are so humble. We did a big theater in Boston on Friday. Then we took a chartered van to New Jersey the next day. And that day was Cincinnati-ish, Ohio. But I think that was Liberty Funny Bone, where we went from playing these two theaters to literally a comedy club. That might have been the day where we had wired mics and couldn't do any of the choreography. But we had the best time. And then we have the best kiki after. Because no matter where the stage is, these women and what we do together is so magical that we can't help but have a good time no matter where it is. And these girls are so humble about it.
Well, I mean, that's a really great segue into the next question that I had. Laura, since you guys are such a joyful entity, like Broadway Princess Party stands for this joy that you share with the world, and it's inherently positive, but it is also your job. So how do you all, you know, in addition to the communication, how do you separate work and play?
Well, it is kind of a fine line. And also there is no line. Like, I feel like even when we're working, we're still playing, but it did take a while. Like as Sue said, not to say like we haven't gone through our fair share of like miscommunications or like slightly hurt feelings, you know, mixing business with pleasure or mixing, you know, work with play is sometimes tricky. And, you know, we've been such good friends outside of it that when humps come along, we've really learned like how to communicate with each other. And it took some time, but I feel like now we've mastered it. And now we know exactly each other's tics and certain things that make people more sensitive or not and how to communicate. And it's just been beautiful. It's actually been amazing how much we've been able to grow together because we've become business partners in addition to play partners and creative partners. And I think it's actually just made us that much tighter, that when we are able to travel, we love, like, we're all like, hey, come to my hotel room. We're like, we don't want to be alone in our hotel rooms. Like the last few times we've gotten Airbnbs together so that we can all be together.
Right.
we actually prefer that. And we've had, you know, long, long car rides and stuff like that. And we all have just learn to, as Susan said, just blend with each other so beautifully. We each bring something different, and we learning to respect and appreciate everybody's differences in addition to our creative genius together has been really, really special.
That's awesome. And it seems like, you know, like you said, Benji brings the musical genius part of this, and Susan brings the experience and the business savvy and all of that stuff. So it seems like all of you have had to sort of meet each other, like rise to each other's occasion. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In order to build the whole thing, right? Because that's the other thing I think can sometimes, you know, people don't realize, like, the partnership only works if everybody's goal is aligned.
And I think that has prevented egos from getting too involved, because we all have needed each other to make this thing what it is today. And we couldn't do this without each of the four of us and our outer circle team beyond this. It's been just so special.
I also just want to add, with 2020, if we hadn't built this relationship that Laura's talking about, we would not have been able to pivot and maneuver and change things and come up with ideas outside the box in the way that 2020 has demanded, like we have. I think, I know for me personally, I have learned so much from everybody here at BPP. And again, what we bring, you know, to this individually and as a group, it has had to change and pivot, as I said, this year. And I don't know, I feel like we're in a better place because of it. But that wouldn't have been possible if we didn't have these solid relationships that we have.
True. Mm. And you know, when you travel together, you know, 2 to 3 weekends a month, we were traveling doing 2 to 3 shows every weekend. So, you know, it was a lot. It's like living together. It's like being on tour together. You discover everyone's true colors, and at times it's hard, but then you begin to really have such an affinity for and an affection for, you know, everybody just as they are, because you see them at their best and at their worst, and we get each other through. So we become like family.
So then that leads to another question. Besides Susan's long toes, what other things have you guys learned about each other that you would never know if you weren't on these tours together? Like special skills, anyone?
I'm like, I can be really passive aggressive.
But can I just say, in the most beautiful way possible, if the sound isn't quite right, Laura can deliver that message like with the princess grace, but we all know her, so we know we're like, yeah, they better fix that now.
That's a gag. That was a gag.
Yeah. Okay, Courtney has the best playlist. So Courtney runs the playlist for pre-show. So she's got all that going. And I believe that Courtney has brought glamour and sparkle to Laura and my sort of pre-show process. And,
absolutely.
You know,
go on.
I do love a shimmer. I do love a body shimmer.
Yes.
If J-Lo can do it, we can do it. I mean, we're like Disney's Destiny's Child after all. Like, we need to get out there and glow.
Amen. Amen.
There's something they're like Disney's Child.
Disney's Child.
Slay.
Well, I will tell you, Susan can still kick her face. I saw her do that in Thousand Oaks maybe a year and a half ago. And let me tell you, she's still got it.
And Courtney is queen of merch. That girl knows what's going to sell, how it's going to sell, how it should be packaged, how we should frame it. Like, she's the girl. She's businesswoman.
Oh my gosh. Well, these kids, these folks, I swear, I was like, I thought that I was organized and put together until I met this crew. And then I was like, I'm a mess. Like, everyone is just on it. They're so organized and so put together, and everyone is just like very business minded. So it's really inspiring to just be around them.
Courtney does keep us cool and modern. She is the hip one, and she makes the three of us so much cooler and more relevant. She's always the one we're like, Courtney, do we sound hokey or is this cute? And Courtney's like, you have to say it like this. This is how it is. Effortlessly Love cool. Is-
I give full credit of the word slay in my vocabulary because of Courtney Reed.
Slay! Sure.
Yes. Yes, and obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Obsessed.
There it is. And also, I have to be remiss to not mention Adam more as well, because Adam is like our peacemaker. We're the business minded people here, but he is also this glue that like keeps us all together in this really beautiful way.
He's the youngest, but the most sage of all of us, for sure. And then Benji,
I don't know how that happened.
Benji is the one who keeps us on task in such a loving way, because we might be like doing video during sound check. We might doing videos. Sometimes I'll be doing grand jetés in the background. And Benji will just very quietly like, ladies, we need to focus. We need to get this done. And he's the king of making sure that the tech is happening, making sure everything is going to support us on stage. So could not without him, because we're flighty.
And he warms us up.
Well, I will say about Adam, Adam knows exactly how to like comfort all four of us. Like, Adam is like the master of knowing exactly what energy each of us needs to, like, if any of us are having a rough day, he's very, very wise that way. He's so malleable and so lovely.
Well, I have a question for Courtney, and I want to start with a quote from a mutual friend of Paulie's of mine that we discovered at the beginning of our season, which, Susan, you kind of tapped into already with the year 2020 and what we all didn't know what would happen this year. She said, now more than ever, we need to strengthen our bonds and lend support to one another. And from what I gathered and witnessed, and you royals have a deep emotional support for one another. So Courtney, tell me about the ways you all as friends have been there for one another when the tiaras are off, the suitcases are not at the airport, when you guys are just in all the group text, and when things get real. Like, tell us about your friendship in this new pandemic age.
Oh gosh. Okay. So we did a Q&A about over a month ago. Oh my gosh, it was probably like 2 months ago. Yeah. And I like literally started crying because people were asking about like our offstage relationship. And I was like, these people are like ride or dies. We perform together. And it started as this tiny little 54 Below show, obviously, that we all did it for the love of it. And I think we're still doing it for the love of it. But because of that, we've bonded so much that it's like if I went through like a really tough time, like a couple months ago, and they were there for me in an instant. And Susan was like, go to my farm in Temecula and just get away. And I was like, okay, I'll be there for 48 hours or 4,800 days. I literally was there for so long. And she was like, take your time, like go and get away. And Benj was like, I'll fly wherever you want me to fly. I'll come to you. Laura like sent me like these private text messages that were like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm totally here for you. Just know. And it's just like knowing that and having that feels like you're not alone. You're never alone. And I will always feel like that. And I know, I hope that we as a posse feel that way about each other. And I know that we do. So it just, it's much deeper than just, you know, singing lovely songs on stage. I love these people forever and ever.
Oh my gosh. The first year we were touring, I had just gone through a breakup and everybody tried to figure out how to support me through that whole thing. And I remember, gosh, I mean, it's just like, and teaching me how to be a person again. I don't know how I would have made it through that year without getting to check in with these women, you know, a couple weekends a month and like be put back on my feet when I was totally falling all over myself. You know, in some ways I look at that year and I'm like, gosh, Broadway Princess Party, these women saved my life. And thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful.
And same, like I haven't been on Broadway in like 2.5 years, haven't had a show. And like BPP has been our gig. Like it's just been so special. And Suze, like you've offered like financial advice, career advice, like family advice. Like it's just, these are lifelong friends, that have created such a special bond personally beyond just, you know, professionally and singing together. It really is. It's great.
I find it so, I don't know, essential now. And it's so interesting because BPP is the happiest accident I think that it's ever happened in my life. Like didn't expect this, thought it was going to be this one-off concert. And then we have grown so close. And this year has been tough. And I know like I've had long talks with Benji because I think we've all been going through these waves of emotion, like, okay, we got this, to like, oh my God. And it's the uncertainty of all these situations. And this has really been, a grounding stone for me personally, each individual, Adam, Laura, Courtney, Benji, individually, and then also as a group. And when we are able to come together as in a group like this, it's so, God, my heart just beats faster. I'm so happy. I really, I really miss being with everybody 3 weekends a month, Laura.
Me too. I know. I know.
It's true. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to see the posse today.
Ooh. Yeah.
I know.
It's a highlight. I can't eat the brown bread at Cheesecake Factory without thinking of all of you.
Oh.
That's a thing for us.
Well, listen, that's what friends are for, the podcast. It's bringing a perfect excuse to bring friends together and just remember, recollect, recenter. And especially in this season two for us with this pandemic, you know, virtual life, we are so lucky to be able to dive a little deeper into what we admire so much, just personally, as you, some of you are personal friends, like, you know, and I get to meet Susan. I met you backstage and admired you for so long. And, you know, and Paulie and I met doing theater, but have done like some business endeavors as well. So we're just so grateful that you all have been diving into what our friends for the Broadway Princess Party today on our show as it was a very special holiday season.
Great little gift for our listeners. And let's be real, you know, one thing we wanted to like be real about is like we're doing Christmas in July right now. We're all really, we're sweating under these. We're sweating.
Hang tough.
But it's gonna be cute. It's gonna be cute though. It's gonna be cute. It's gonna be Christmas. It's gonna be come out in December. And with that, because it's coming out in December, if you guys want to plug anything for Broadway Princess Party or otherwise, please do. This is your time to plug.
I did a Hallmark Christmas movie that will be out in December. If this is December, it will be out this month. And so it's super exciting. It's called A Royal Holiday, also starring Broadway darling Erin Tveit.
And your fairy godmother.
Yes, and my fairy godmother Victoria Clark is in it. Crystal Joy Brown from Hamilton is in it, and Tom McGowan, who has been a wizard in Wicked. So it's a whole bunch of Broadway people.
Oh, give me the Broadway Hallmark holiday.
Come on.
It's going to be fun.
Laura, are you on set in Candy Cane Land right now? Are you still there?
Great question. As of this moment, since this is July and we admitted it, we actually just wrapped a day ago. So I am back with my husband at a house we have in Connecticut and safely still quarantining. But yeah, we just left. The whole cast and crew quarantined in a bubble at a very remote inn. Actually, in Connecticut, we got to shoot here, which is why I think they had so many New York Broadway people involved so that no one had to travel very far to get there. And it was lovely. It was absolutely joyous and felt very safe in the midst of all this because we were all quarantined together. So.
Thank you, Hallmark, for like keep it going with For the Arts. I really appreciate that.
I agree. I was so shocked to get the call and just thrilled that they were being able to very carefully continue on with production. I think they have this expectation of like pumping out their 40 Christmas movies, and if any network is going to figure out how to do it, they're the ones. So it's pretty great.
Well, this September, we were actually able to get together and we were recording some other things and preparing some promotional videos. And we decided to get some holiday material pre-ready so we could do an internet holiday concert, because one of my favorite things of the year is getting to sing special holiday mashups and harmonies with these girls. And I couldn't go a year without doing it. So we're going to have some special virtual moments so that we can bring Broadway Princess Holiday Party Joy to your homes.
Yay!
BroadwayPrincessParty.com.
Amazing. And you're on Instagram at Broadway Princess Party as well, right?
Yes, at B-Way Princess PTY.
It'll be all in the show notes and stuff, so nobody will miss it. And please follow these wonderful humans that are doing wonderful things and bringing joy to the world. And thanks, you guys, for coming on to What Are Friends For?
Oh, my gosh. We're so grateful to have you guys. And with that, we're going to transition to our final segment.
Lightning Wall!
And usually we ask our one guest, since this is our biggest posse so far, we usually ask these like quick little answeries that Courtney did on our first live show, actually. But Courtney, it's different this time because we decided to make a Disney friendship lyric challenge.
And we wrote it all. Yeah, we had so much fun putting this together. And so how it's going to go is that we will say three lines of lyrics, and then you have to guess what the song is, the title of the song. 1 point for the right answer for song. 2 points if you can sing the tune after you guess it.
Challenge song number one. You've got troubles, and I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, and we see it through.
Because you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
All right, here's the next one. I got voodoo. I got voodoo. I got things I didn't even try. And I got friends on the other side.
Susan. From Princess and the Frog.
I got friends on the other side. I got friends on the other. He's like the villain mean guy.
Ooh. Nailed it.
Was the next lyric just I've got friends on the other side?
Yes. Yes. Oh.
You said the lyric and I was like, well, I thought that was what was next. Don't know.
Right.
I'm a failure. Susan, you win. You rock.
2 points for Susan. Here we go. It's a tie already. My goodness. I'm just like making, I'm heightening it up here. Okay. Number three, when you're the best of friends, having so much fun together, you're not even aware you're such a funny pair.
We're horrible.
We're terrible. Know
this. Is it Winnie the Pooh?
This must be so obscure. I don't know.
Right.
I'll give you a hint. It's an oldie but goodie. Like it's vault. It's go back vault. Two
animals. Animals.
Jungle Book.
Oh, Bambi.
When you're the best of friends, having so much fun together.
Fox in the House.
Nailed it.
Wow. I've never even seen that.
I don't know the title of the song though.
Best of Friends.
Did that? Oh, Best of Friends.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yes. You got it. You got
saying what it's from? Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Congrats. You got a point,
that was,
girl.
Yeah, that was the vault, indeed.
Also, Gabby, right. That was very pretty. That was very pretty.
It was.
Beautiful voice.
The tones. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm honored. Like, now I can retire. So now that you guys gave me that wonderful compliment.
This next one might also be a little difficult, but we put the hard ones in the middle so that the rest of them could be like tiebreakers. You and me together will be forever. You'll see. We too can be blank.
Might need you to sing it. All the listeners totally know what this is right now.
They're like, wow, these Disney icons are not slaying.
Not icons. We're nailing it, as Courtney would say. Nailing it.
Is it Oliver and Company or something like that?
Yes, oh. Susan got it.
Yeah. Yes.
I should. I don't deserve a point for that, though. I just recognize the voice.
No, that's good, though.
You get a point. You get a point.
You get a point. You get a point for that.
But you recognize the voice of the song, like?
Yeah. Like the voiceover.
Okay. Number five. Can your friends do this? Do your friends do that? Do your friends pull this out of a little hat?
Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out of a little hat? She's Rusty Cobwebs, friend like me, originally voiced by Robin Williams from Aladdin, the Disney animated film in 1992.
Extra credit.
3 points, 4 points, 5 points.
Times two, times three, times four. Okay.
Oh my gosh, Courtney, congratulations.
Thank you. That was a tough one for me.
All right, here we go. We just got a few more left. All right. And it shows when we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true.
Oh, I got it. And it shows as we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true. That's High School Musical, Henny.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yes. Good one, Benji. Yes.
Gabriella, did you play Gabriella? Was that the situation?
Duh.
But did everybody just call you by the wrong name for the entire process? We're like, Gabriella.
All of my life. Oh, gosh. All of my life. Neck and neck in the lead is Laura with 3 points. Susan, 3 points. Ooh. Benji and Courtney are tied with 2 points. We have two more. Okay, number seven. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me.
No, we're not.
It's Anna and Frozen. We used to be best buddies. We want to build a snowman.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, man. That one was good.
Nailed it.
I wish you could tell me why.
Okay, bye.
Oh, saddest song ever. It's so cute.
So sad. See, that's also like what our friends for, okay? Like there's heartbreak.
Grief. Yes.
I digress. That's another show. That's another episode. Okay.
All right. Two more left. Second to last one. Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you to serve. I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue. Looks good on you, but I wouldn't have nothing
if I didn't have you. Monsters, Inc. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Why do I feel like I have to like do the same voice every time?
Because it's John.
Yeah, and that's Mike and Sully singing it. Yeah.
Amazing. Nailed it. Amazing. Susan, congrats. That's 2 points for Susan. Okay, and finally, good luck, everyone. When you're alone, who comes around to pluck you up when you are down? And when you're outside looking in, who's there to open the door? That's what friends are for.
Friends are for...
When you're alone. When you're alone. Who comes around? It's vultures. Vultures sing it.
Is this Pinocchio? Is this...
The Jungle Book.
Oh,
really? Oh, I haven't seen any of these Disney films. There are no
princesses in the Jungle Book. I don't know it.
We had to choose it. We had to choose it. It had the name of our show in it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's only right.
I remember boo, you gotta be like me. Like, I remember some of those songs. I'm like, what other songs are in there?
This one is towards the end when it's the vulture singing the barbershop number to Mowgli.
Oh my gosh.
And because we saw it just like on the Googlies, right? We were just looking at Friendship Disney songs and we saw it and we were like, well, that's the title of our show. Duh, we have to use it. And then you press play on YouTube and it's a great song. Yes. I mean, it's barbershop. Like, it's good. I mean,
We should consider an addition. Even though there aren't princesses.
It's our new opening number.
Right. Or new virtual content or something.
Or maybe Paula V and I should purchase the song rights and we'll make it our season 3 opener every time. And it'll be super long. It'll be a 3-minute number and everything.
That's it. That's the one.
Well, congratulations to the tie winners, Laura and Susan, with 5 points. We cannot wait to send you a little What Our Friends Care holiday package. But irregardless, all of you are princess winners.
Irregardless.
You guys, it's a real Webster Dictionary, like, pitch. Like, it's almost about to be official.
Really?
No way. Really?
Wow. As of 2020, up until that point, she's been, like, lobbying for it to be a real word for a long time. I'm like, give it a rest.
That's just, like, the rules of feminism. That's the rule.
Oh, my gosh.
Pallavi, you can have your Google Docs. I can have it irregardless. We can live, yes. We can live in the same world.
Just wait until I use that word in our Scrabble games. That's what's going to
happen. It's all about compromise, ladies. It's compromise.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Wise Susan. Thank you. We'll call you again when we need advice to, like, keep the show going. We're like, Susan, how do we do it?
Susan will know.
Honestly, who do you call? Susan Egan.
She will know.
Well, and with that, we just want to say finally one more question we ask. We would love to ask every single one of you to take your time in answering. Pallavi, we'll start with you asking.
Mm-hmm. So, Courtney, what are friends for?
Friends are there to build you up when you're down. They're there to give you Christmas backgrounds and sparkly sweaters and to tell you that your lipstick looks insane today because it doesn't really match your pants. That's what friends are for.
Laura, what are friends for?
To me, friends are people to do life with, to create memories with, to carry you through during hard times and to celebrate with you during high times.
And Benji, what are friends for?
Well, you know, when I look at these three friends, I think friends are for making your dreams come true and for carrying you through the high times and the hard times and making life full and rich and worth living outside of anything else.
And Susan, what are friends for?
Friends are for keeping you honest, being there in good and bad, helping you when you don't understand any of the technology, and they show you how it works. And keeping you young and foolish.
So sweet.
She's the youngest of all. Susan was dipped in the fountain of youth, y'all.
She is.
No, my key light just fell off my computer, Courtney. I need you.
Oh, that's what that was? No,
that's what friends are for.
I know. I need you.
Oh, and to keep you laughing, right? Even through, like, COVID and quarantine. And it's like, oh. What would we do without each other?
We all play up because of each other. Like, we keep ourselves, like, doing our best at all times. And, it's really inspiring.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your stories with us and opening the vault of BPP for us and sharing all the joy with our listeners. So,
and happy holidays. And thank you for inspiring us and so many men, women, everyone in this planet about what friends are for through working together, being stars together, and just lifting each other up. So with that, we wanted to say happy holidays to everyone that's listening. Happy holidays to all of our fans, all of our subscribers, and happy holidays to you ladies and Benji, Fairy God Fairy. Thank you for coming on What Are Friends For.
Thank you. We love you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
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 We hope you enjoyed this one-of-a-kind conversation with the Broadway Princess Party. And guess what? You can watch the full video version of this episode only on our Patreon channel at patreon.com/waffpodcast. It's so magical. And here's what the Posse's been up to since recording the Waff Holla Slay special. The Posse filmed their Broadway Princess Holiday Party at Feinstein's 54 Below in New York City, and it will be premiering on December 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and streaming on demand through the 26th. Visit 54below.com. And Laura's One Royal Holiday film is re-airing on Hallmark also December 12th at 10 a.m. and Christmas morning at 3:30 a.m. for you gift-wrapping insomniac friends. But who writes down anything anymore? Visit waffpodcast.com/waffblog for all these deets again. We got you, friends. We holla slay.
This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fast Nickel Inc. Our supervising producer is Philip Pasanchin.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho and Megan Densmore.
Our production assistants are Eva Ratcliffe and Bailey Disler.
Our podcast artwork is created by Aishwarya Sukesh. Original music is by Joey Sherman, and our digital content director is Susie Cabello.
Special thanks to Alex Udome, Samantha Wiener, and Hari Savitala.
Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it now. This helps our show's visibility, and it helps us keep making it for you.
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at WAFF Podcast. That's W-A-F-F Podcast. And to find links to our exclusive vodcasts, attend our virtual live shows, or even leave us a voice message, visit waffpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, ugh, I really haven't checked in with them in a while. Go do that.
Yeah, go do that now.